Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's not another Buffalo podcast. The bi-weekly show hosted by three of the most underqualified sports personalities this side of the canal. With John.
Josh was rushed into it either way. It's not like they had time to develop Josh. He was kind of thrown to the wolves because Nathan Peterman threw up a dud or five and a half. But
Brando.
If Eli Manning can beat an undefeated New England Patriots team, then I can do anything that I want in this world. Like, I, you know.
And Pat.
Well, to quote Rage Against the Machine, what better place than here? And, you know, what better time than now? But,
All right, welcome back to Not Another Buffalo Podcast. I'm John. I'm here with my beautiful co-hosts, Pat and Brando.
I'm looking for the beautiful person behind me. Where are they?
Yeah, it's your cat.
He knocks over the bag.
You can find us on Twitter at NotBuffPodcast. We are part of the Buffalo Rumbling network of podcasts and multimedia extravaganzas. How are we doing tonight? We are in full off-season mode now, I feel like, even though it's been the off-season for months. But how are you guys doing?
I'm living the dream, man. You know, I did take a walk today.
Nice.
I even got a trip into the Goodwill, which was good. I'm looking forward. Next month, we're going to have summer hours, so I'll be out at 1 o'clock.
Nice. But,
nice. Yeah.
What about you, Brando?
I thought about you because I got this sweet golf polo for $299 at Ambets a couple days ago.
Hell yeah.
The Ambets yellow tag, nice, 50% dude. Off. It was great.
That's nice. Yeah. Pat is what we call a thrift store philanthropist.
According to Spotify, yes.
Yes.
That's good. That's good.
Brandon, you had a story you wanted to share, right?
Yeah, you know, Buffalo and their porches, right? Everybody's got a porch out here, and so do I, but I don't use it too often. I share it with my neighbor, who I don't really speak to that often. She's a nice lady, but so I'm out there, and I'm trying to, like, cat-proof it, right? Because when Tony was a kitten, I used to let him go out there. But it's there's railings. You could just walk off like the third story floor of my apartment if you wanted to. And just, you know, I don't really want to see him squished on the ground. So I got these like this black netting fence like for your garden. And I wrapped it all around the little side of the balcony to make a little box for him to keep him in. And we're out there and it's great. And he's hanging out. And then the neighbor comes out and I finally tell her, I'm like, listen, I'm not separating our porch because I hate you. I'm just doing it to keep the cat in. And this cat, remember, this took me like 2 hours. So like I had to zip tie every single one of them. Tony takes two steps and leaps over this wall like a track star after all this work I put in to keep him in. And he's like walking on the gutter on the third story window. He's like walking all around the roof. So I have to like, if anybody's watching me, I'm crawling on my roof. It's like way slanted. I'm trying to get the cat. My phone falls out of the pocket. It falls three stories on the ground. I look down. I look at Tony. He's meowing at me. I throw him over my shoulder. I have to hop the fence. I throw him back in the house. And anybody who's watching me just saw like a hot mess up on the roof. But the phone was not damaged. It landed on grass about 6 inches from the sidewalk. So, and that happened at approximately 9:02 and we were supposed to be on at 9 o'clock. So that's why I was a little late.
Right on.
So I just wasted 2 hours of my night and Tony will no longer be allowed on the roof. But I'm going to enjoy my balcony. I got my TV set up. I can watch some hockey out there, some sports out there. So
nice. You just got to feed him enough. So he's too fat and he can't jump.
I know.
Yeah. Have you met any of Brandon's childhood cats? Like all of them were gigantor cats. Like,
they were big boys and girls.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No Look offense. At him. He's looking right at you guys.
We're not fat shaming cats here. Hey, Tony. Yeah. But so we got a good off season topic today. We're kind of thinking about this upcoming season and how hyped up it is, and rightfully so. I mean, we've got the basically running it back from last year minus a couple of pieces, and then adding in areas where the Bills were thought to be deficient last year, whether it was their outside pass rushers or cornerback too. So with both those spots filled and Josh with another year of experience, and you know, the rest of the offense with another year of experience, Gabriel Davis, still got Stephon Diggs, all that stuff, I think that we'd all agree that Super Bowl or bust is not, you know, it's not an absolute, but we're all kind of thinking Super Bowl for this year. So
it's an absolute.
Anyway, so we were thinking, does the 2023 season have bigger moments in store than ever before? And even, you know, I'm sure we'll get into a wider Buffalo sports umbrella here. But yeah, like this upcoming season is going to be probably the greatest Buffalo Bills season of our life. I'm going to go ahead and throw that out here. So
and like, it's hard to top, right? That's why we're talking about this. Because these moments that Josh Allen has and Sean McDermott and Stephon Diggs and Cole Beasley, Dawson Knox have given us have carved Mount Rushmore moments into our fanhood as Buffalo Bills fans, as Buffalo sports fans, as sports fans in general. These players, and it's not just saying like a 21-17, you know, or, well, not even that, a 16-17 Ryan Lindell field goal beating the Washington football team is the greatest football game I've ever seen, right? These are like football fans from other teams would say this is the greatest game they've ever seen. This is the greatest performance I've ever seen, right? This is not just some being homers. This is like Josh Allen being a superstar. So
yeah,
we want more.
Yeah. So were you specifically referencing that game because you remember that as one of the greatest games of your childhood?
Yeah.
Was Joe Gibbs called two timeouts, personal foul.
Yes. I think that game has come up like three or four times on this podcast, which is hilarious.
Hey man, you want to trot 10 dudes out there? Don't expect not to get run on.
The other funny one is like, I don't remember if you remember watching this. It was season opener, Jake Plummer against the Bills, maybe like 06. Maybe it's the Kevin Everett game. Maybe it is. I don't remember.
Yeah, it is because it's Broncos.
But they're counting 2006. Down and the Broncos don't have a timeout and they're like, 12, 11, 10, the Broncos aren't going to do it. They're not going to get their unit out on time. And they like get the field goal unit out and kick the field goal to win. And it's like, we lost. But just little moments like that that you remember in your brain that nobody else would remember as a Bills fan or a sports fan. Like we are reaching, Buffalo Bills are reaching the minds of sports fans all over the country. And
yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'll say this too. And I think that a little bit of this is drought mind for us too. Like,
yes.
When you have a team where you have maybe one good, exciting game per season, and you can, you know, when Kyle Orton throws the game-winning touchdown to Sammy Watkins against the Vikings game. You know, yeah. I'll remember that forever. I remember the people throwing confetti or their hats or something in the air as soon as that pass got caught. But, you know, last year we had probably 7 or 8 games that were on that level of excitement and victory and like beating good teams, you know, beating the Chiefs last year, like hammering them in Arrowhead. You know, obviously they didn't, you know, do it later in the season as well.
But you could still call that one of the greatest things you've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, I was at the Titans game and even though they didn't win, like there were some really great moments, you know, like if we were kids and that was a drought year, can you imagine how long, you know, we'd still be sitting here talking about Dawson Knox tossing a 2-point conversion to Josh Allen with a broken hand. So, you know, I think we should take those drought moments, not to diminish them or anything like that, but you know, I feel like these
put it in perspective.
Well, yes, but also really to celebrate every single game and every single moment from the current season and this current regime, because there are lots more of them. And sometimes the only ones we remember are the ones to stand out among the crowd. And even we've got a great crowd of moments with these Buffalo Bills. I mean, countless Josh Allen moments from the hurdle in his rookie year all the way up until last year's Chiefs game, you know, where he throws 4 touchdown passes to Gabriel Davis and just can't be stopped. You know, hurdles a guy earlier in, you know, against the Chiefs earlier in the year, but
we can't take him for granted either. Right. Like,
exactly.
All of these moments, we're going to look back on them and be like, oh, I remember that. Like, oh, my grandson, Josh Allen. Yes. Yeah, you know, he was the man, but we didn't have that for a while. A lot of teams don't have it at all. I mean, we're in lucky territory, and it's really interesting that we found our way here. kept the faith, like still found love from the game, found love from other sports, brought it to Buffalo. Like the way that we have been raised as sports fans is unique because we were around just putrid stuff for so long that our moments are important, but these future moments are just going to be so much better. John, I'm curious to see, give me your honorable mention first. Honorable mention, favorite Bills moment of your lifetime.
All right.
You have a good memory. You.
This is all offhand, first of all, because when I was taking notes, I was trying to, when we were talking about topics for this episode, I was literally just trying to create a sentence like, what is this episode about?
We prepped 5 minutes for this.
Yes. So anyway, we've got all these great Buffalo sports moments and trying to, you know, put them in perspective and also say like, how much is it going to take to top this year? And because I think there's a good chance that we are going to see some of the greatest moments of our lifetime in this upcoming season. And, you know, I'm sure we said that this last season, but some of my greatest Buffalo Bills memories are from the last 2 years, you know? And I would say that, you know, obviously there's a playoff game bias because the stakes are higher, you know. I don't know. I'll ask you guys this. When do you think was the moment where we truly thought that Josh Allen had arrived and was like
Vikings game?
We knew he was crazy good, but like at the point where you were like, okay, this guy's going to be around.
We were like 16 point underdogs in that game.
Yeah.
Too,
17 and a half.
Yeah. We just whomped
them. Started betting sports. I remember the line. I remember where I was when I watched it. I was taking my lifeguard course. I went to a bar with some guy I never even knew, to a place that I had never been because I was new here, and watched that game with a stranger. And I remember that.
Are you guys still strangers?
Yeah. I coached his nephew in basketball, but like, that's it. I mean, it's just one of those moments. We enjoyed the time together and that was that. So
Brandon, what starts your Buffalo, like Mount Rushmore?
Do you want to know when I first thought Josh was legit or my first moment?
I think I may have gone like too far off topic with that. Cause I mean, we could do an entire episode on the progression of Josh Allen, okay. Let me phrase it like this. And I might even change the title of the episode after this. What's your Buffalo sports Mount Rushmore? And is there any chance that this upcoming season could replace all four? Could it be that good?
Oh,
like what number of those moments will be topped this upcoming season? Like what are the chances of that? So give me your Mount Rushmore first. Just run through it quick because we don't have time to embellish it too much.
Mount Rushmore.
Or we can have Paco first if you want to go second.
I thought we were gonna go one at a time. Like
you want to go, four best Buffalo sports moments or Bills, mostly Bills.
Yeah. First off, I want to give a shout out to Jay Plummer, Arizona State Sun Devils. Also, the early 2000s version of Ryan Tannehill, respect. I would have to say number one is definitely Taron Johnson, you know, 101 yards to the house. Like Brandon was at that game and unfortunately was being hugged.
I'll talk about that wave. When it comes to be my turn.
But, you know, so yeah. I think that, you know, is possibly one of my favorite moments. I mean, the Tyler Croft catch also from the same year was quite amazing. I really enjoyed watching that. Some other ones.
Which game was that in? Was that against the Steelers?
Tyler Croft caught one to win the game against the Steelers, but I was thinking more so the Rams game. The year they were 13-3. That Rams game was crazy because Gabriel Davis got the pass interference call on 4th-and-13 and we didn't convert it and then they threw the flag. But that Rams game, definitely the perfect game that Brandon and I were at. Taron Johnson. Let's see here. Seeing Tom Brady in person, just as a personal one, that was pretty cool. That was the game where Gronk cheap shotted Trey White.
Yeah.
And then two honorable mentions. One would be seeing Khalil Mack break the FBS, FCS Division 1-2-3 forced fumble collegiate record at Rolf Wilson Stadium, watching him play Temple, which is awesome. That was a crazy game. And then also being at UB Stadium, watching Julian Edelman play quarterback for Kent State against future NFLers James Starks, Naaman Roosevelt, and Drew Willey.
Super Bowl champion James Starks.
Super Bowl champion James Starks, yes. Niagara Falls resident James Starks.
Those are good. I like those.
Yeah.
All right. So, Pat, what do you think the chances are that three out of the four of those moments get replaced this upcoming season?
Well, I mean, maybe they don't because we just annihilate every team we play by 40 points and then it's all just a blur of excellence. But
right. And that's what I'm saying too with that earlier point is that if you're consistently great, then some of the great moments get lost in the wash because that's yeah. the norm. You know?
Yeah. It doesn't really matter to me, man. If we win it this year and go 7-9 for the entirety of the franchise after that, I would be content. But you know.
So winning the Super Bowl would obviously be a moment that would top it. No matter even if it was the ugliest game ever. If it was 3-0, yes. The Bills winning the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't care if it was like the New England like the Patriots game this past year. I would not care.
Yeah. Right. So that's one thing. Brandon, do you want to hit us with your Mount Rushmore?
Yeah. And like I said, I had a very unique experience to that run to the championship game. I got to be at both of the home playoff games, Colts and Ravens. When the Ravens got the false start penalty because we were so loud in the end zone that Lamar Jackson couldn't handle it. And there's like 1/11th of the people that are usually at the stadium. And I was like, yeah, Lamar, boo. Like what is it? Crowd assists, and they were important penalties. And then we got the pick six, dude, like this big, I saw the pick, he's at the 30 and this guy just bear hugs me. I saw nothing but I could feel the stadium shake. I could hear everybody screaming and that changed the game. But the other thing is those Colts games. So I want to put this playoff run together. Right. And the Gabe Davis catches going into halftime against the Colts. I don't remember if you remember the toe touch catches that he had back to back plays.
Yes, yeah, both were amazing.
And it was like that game was not in our favor. We needed points there. We got them because of those catches. And then we come out and Allen hits Diggs on a streak down the sideline for a touchdown. And that broke the game open. And that was like the dagger for us.
Until Zach Pascal fumbled and then they didn't call it. Yeah. That was, oh my God.
That was scary. But that, like, we're not up if Diggs doesn't have the touchdown there. So, true. It was a laser rope. Like watching Josh throw that ball, seeing how it was so straight, but like right on his hands, like right over the defender. It was such a great throw to an open Diggs in the corner of the end zone. That was really cool. I watched both of those games from like the 50-yard line, row one. I was talking trash to the Colts bench. It was great. It was awesome. I'll never forget it ever in my lifetime. That's one moment. Second moment is perfect game. Pat was there. You know, it was cold, memorable, destroying Bill Belichick. Seeing my sister and my brother-in-law, we got him his first Josh Allen jersey. To tie this into recent times, Brittany texted me today. She said, Baby N likes the podcast because she keeps kicking while the show is on. Brittany said she kicked the whole time while the show was on.
Got a regular old Urban Meyer in there.
Yeah, that's funny. So Patriots game, playoff run, the night that we broke the drought, Pat, you and I were together.
Oh my God, that was legend. I don't know why I forgot about that. And we were screaming so loud that your neighbor
was going to call the police on us. Like yeah. The tears were shed. It was great. It was with some of the best people ever going through some stuff. And I got to go to that playoff game, which was a dud, but it was that moment that we broke the drought, which was awesome. And then I want to say Wings winning the cup. That's not Buffalo sports, but I won't even go there. No, that's okay. The Winter Classic for the Sabres when they were here, even though they lost, that was also cool. But finally, it's the Chiefs game, right? And that was one of the greatest football games ever played. Got to be witness to that. I'll tell everybody, you know, forever that I was at that game. The year the Bills could have won a Super Bowl. Josh Allen, 2 fourth-quarter comebacks and the 2-minute drill. Yada, yada, yada. You all know what happened. But topping that, and even the day of the Houston wildcard game, the Sabres played and the Bills played. That was a fun day going to see both of them together, seeing Josh being legit in that game. So I don't know. But to top them, my first things first, right? We said Super Bowl with Pat, but the first thing that could replace one of those Mount Rushmore moments is we beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. That would, I don't care how we do it. Doesn't matter. We beat the Patriots. We got that box checked. Now let's beat the Chiefs so that, you know, full circles can happen and we can go from there. But the Sabres have opportunities to do it too. Like, right. We 06, 07, 05, 06. I was young. Like, but I still remember them. Chris Drury, right. RJ Knight could go down for that. One of the best games I've ever been to. But hopefully there's more. And that's why we love sports is because The Power of Moments. There's a book. It's called The Power of Moments. Every moment can be so important, and life is great because there's always the next one that's coming. And Josh Allen is going to deliver more and more, hopefully with a Lombardi. So let's get it.
Yeah. I think the only one, I mean, my after, you know, writing down my Mount Rushmore mid-episode because I'm scrambling here, I've changed it a bunch of times, but I think the four that it comes down to is the Taron Johnson interception. Specifically about the Chiefs game, I think that last Gabriel Davis catch, like, I'll remember how I felt after that and how, like, you know, I wasn't like, oh my God, they just won. I was elated. I was like, oh my, you know, they're going to win, but I still felt nervous because I'm always nervous if there's time left on the clock.
Oh man.
And the other thing about that catch,
I wasn't even thinking about Cincinnati, dude. I was like, we're already in the Super Bowl. Yeah. Forget about who we're playing next week.
Yeah. The route that Gabe Davis ran on that touchdown where he crossed up the safety and ended up,
he just fell over. It was just dirty. Yeah. Like I'll remember, you know, so that was very memorable, that whole drive and just Josh Allen being Superman and no one could stop him. The drought breaker, the night the drought broke on New Year's Eve, like that was a great night.
I saw Pat cry for the first time that time.
Yeah. Hopefully you haven't seen me cry. I probably cried other times, but yeah, you know, first time for everything.
It's true. I'm sure like I accidentally pushed Pat off the playground when we were three, and that was probably the first
dog,
time I saw.
Cry all the time, honestly. That's okay, bud. You had a good memory though with that drought breaker.
Yep. And the only
who was
one
your first call? Afterwards, just out of curiosity.
We were hanging out at my old place and, you know, immediately turning on the Cincinnati game, right? And just thinking like, oh, this is a good season. It felt a lot like the Marone season, right? Like the end of that season where it was just kind of a moral victory, almost like, oh, hey, you know, we had a winning record, you know.
Participation trophy.
Right. And then seeing that and then, you know, all of a sudden you're just elated. Like I bawled my eyes out, obviously, because I'd waited my entire life for the Bills to be in the playoffs. Yes. And then
God bless you, Tyler Boyd.
Then just remembered, oh, it's New Year's Eve. You're like, we're going to go celebrate tonight anyway. So I left my Bills jersey on and all full Bills gear the entire night. She was all dressed up and I was wearing a beanie with a LeSean McCoy jersey. Those pictures are legendary. But
that's funny.
So anyway, That was pretty fun. But the only one that I have on here that you guys didn't mention was when Fitzpatrick beat Brady in 2011. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm sure we brought that up earlier.
Many times we've talked about that.
But
Fred Jackson had to stop short of the end zone so he could run the clock out or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, we all know the record that Brady has against the Bills. And just to really shove it in his face and beat him with no asterisks by it was pretty cool.
One of his three losses against us ever. Two losses if you're really counting full games that he's played.
Right, exactly.
So. And if Lawyer Malloy didn't tell Mike Mularkey the playbook, dog.
That's very true. But, I mean, so looking at those, I mean,
those are life moments for you, though.
They really are. And also, I guess some of this ties back to, you know, where we are in life when these moments happen and stuff like that. Like the New Year's Eve thing.
The New Year's Eve thing was big. I remember that. Like I was going through stuff. Like we were all going through stuff. Like everybody was at a different point in their life. And having that big moment emphasizes what everything else was happening. And it just is like a timestamp in your brain, right? It's like before the drought, after the drought, like BC, right,
exactly.
AD.
Exactly. Like it's Christ, like AD and like, BC. Oh. It totally is. Like we could do like PD, post drought, like, I guess pre-drought would be the same, so that doesn't work. We'll work out the kinks here. But yeah, no, and it's, you know, I don't need to explain to Bills fans how much the drought hurt. I mean, people just kind of breeze over like, oh, we were bad. You know, watching games was boring, all that stuff. Like, no,
we weren't bad. Like, we were mediocre. That's why it hurt. We were just below average. It just enough to tease us, and nobody wants to be teased like that. For 17 years.
But yeah, no, like, I mean, every single Bills game I've ever watched in my life, there's never been a Bills loss that I haven't, like, that hasn't ruined my day or multiple days. And, you know, maybe that's a me issue that I guess I can work on.
Yeah.
But thinking about the Kansas City game just wrecks my mood still.
It does. It does. It does.
I think it took years off my grandpa's life. Like, I hate to say it, dude, but like, I swear, dude, he came out of the hospital and he was like, you know, there's not a lot of things I can look forward to in this world, but the Buffalo Bills are one. And like, I do, I think about it all the time, man. Patrick Mahomes, dude.
That being said, if this is the magical season that we're all expecting, I'd say that the at least one of those four is going down on the Mount Rushmore. Yeah. 50% chance that two of them go down. And then we're starting to get like 25% that three out of the four. And then like, it's got to be like for all of them to go down. I mean, we'd have to be looking at like 17-0
for all of them to go down. It's Josh wins MVP, lights it up, gets flexed, sweeps Belichick. We dominate home field. We beat the Dolphins in the playoffs. We beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. Yeah.
Beat the Bengals, shut up all these Joe Burrow sympathizers.
And then we beat Brady in the playoffs. That would be the way to do it.
That would be that would be amazing.
Beat Brady in the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had him on the ropes last year, so who knows?
Yeah. But all right. We want to get some quotes with Pat here for a second. Pat, you got some quotey quotes.
I do. I have some quotes. They're words that people said.
There are words that people said.
Nice. That's a new segment intro. Quotes with Pat.
Quotes with Pat. They are words that
people said.
All right. So this quote is from a former offensive rookie of the year. Someone that won a national championship and rushed for over 1,000 yards as a true freshman at Georgia, which is crazy. Or I'm sorry, not won a national championship, but rushed for over 1,000 yards and was all SEC. Anyways, he said, there was never, not one time where I watched a game and was like, I wish I was out there. I appreciated my time in the league and I've done things I could have never dreamed about. Football-wise, I'm just taking it day by day. Being part of ownership groups and different companies, that's what I'm focusing on now, spending a lot more time with my family. And I ain't worried about no football. I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm chilling and enjoying myself. I'm going to read it again.
Barry Sanders.
More recent. I've also been chilling and enjoying myself. Mystery quote person. So respect. Much more recent than
Georgia. Dalvin Cook.
Close. See, Brandon knows the college teams. This guy had the quickest fall from grace I've ever seen. Kind of like you were talking about that, that big time regular season shootout a couple years ago.
Oh, Todd Gurley.
That game.
Yes. Todd Gurley. Nice. Very good. I was
Todd Gurley, man.
A bum knee right now. That's sad.
Yeah. That he got arthritis.
Yeah.
But you know what? I respect him because he's like, you know what? I watched it and I'm not like, I want to be out there. So you know what?
I'll take my $60 million to the bank and fix my knee and go home.
Yeah.
As long as he's happy.
No, I got you.
There are words that people say.
There are words that people say. This is also from an SEC boy with 7 O's and 5 I's. A Louisiana State SEC boy. And he says, I'll tell you where I ran into trouble. I felt like they never put people around Eli. I know I got a lot of dookie when I talked bad on him, and I never once said a bad thing. If anything, I just speak the truth. The only thing I can look back on and be like, man, I regret saying that, is saying he's not the same player, even though it's the truth.
Mario Manningham.
That's an old school Mario Manningham, Amani Toomer.
Is that too early? Are we later than that?
Too early, but it's Odell Beckham. Yes.
Nice. I was going to guess.
Except that's the truth.
Plexico Burris or something like that. Yeah.
So this next quote is in regards to, so if you guys remember last year, Greatest Show on Turf legend, Isaac Bruce was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. Absolute legend. University of Memphis, like conference USA God. And, you know, just really, really all around great player. You know, Kurt Warner came and spoke. You know, he speaks very highly of him. And I think that, you know, it's one of those deals where it's hard because, as Kurt Warner says, my hope is that one of them gets in this year. I understand it's a process. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. That's wrong.
It's Kurt Warner.
No, it's not Kurt Warner.
Oh, sorry.
It's Kurt Warner saying the quote about someone.
Okay.
I hope he gets in this year. It's hard for two guys from the same team at the same position to get into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, it's the opposite of Larry Fitzgerald. He was on the Bills for a hot minute. Wide receiver. No,
he's a Rams player.
Oh.
Yeah, not Isaac Bruce.
Played opposite Isaac Bruce. He's probably, no offense to Mario Williams or Russell Wilson, but he's probably like the greatest NFL player to come out of NC State in the past 40 years. But
Torrey Holt.
He has the record. He had 1,300 or more receiving yards in six consecutive seasons.
It's not Torrey Holt.
Torrey Holt.
It is?
Yeah.
Nice. Guys. Hey,
wouldn't that be crazy though if you had back-to-back years where it's like, yeah, they played on the same team at the same position. We're just going to knock them in. Well, 1-2.
You get the same thing with the Colts with their two guys over there, Marvin Harrison and
Reggie Wayne.
Reggie Wayne. And then you got Larry Fitzgerald with the dude. Who do you play with? That was the play with the Bills for a minute.
Anquan
Boldin.
Are you talking Anquan Boldin? Yeah.
Yeah. So you've seen it happen before.
Who was, I mean, I know it was late in their career, but Chad Johnson played with somebody. Or
TJ Uchmanzada.
Uchmanzada. Yeah. That was a pretty good
pairing.
They were
actually teammates at Oregon State too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That was
TJ, who should have that?
Did they do the whole Batman and Robin thing? Right. And that's why Stevie Johnson had the why so serious thing.
Yeah. I just remember Chad Johnson saying how he used to take Viagra before games.
Yeah. He'd take Viagra and he only ate McDonald's like for a long time. And he raced a horse and a cheetah, and I'm pretty sure he beat at least one of them. Hey, Todd Gurley, man. I can't believe that. I had to pull him up because I was watching some NFL 2019 retrospective, and it was like Todd Gurley was like NFC Offensive Player of the Year, dude.
Yeah.
He doesn't even play.
Yeah. And he's 28 now. He's not even that old.
Yeah. He might be 28 or 27.
It's funny that you say that because I just opened up my Facebook app and 97.1 The Ticket's Detroit sports station. I follow them and the first post I see is this quote, Todd Gurley on potential comeback. Not one time did I wish I was out there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude. Hey, man, you know what, Todd? I appreciate the honesty. He's like Eddie Lacy or I don't know. There's a lot of guys that just, and he said he never
Carlos
watched.
Carlos Williams.
Yeah, Carlos Williams. But you know what's crazy about Todd Gurley? Never has ever watched football on TV. Does not enjoy to watch football on TV.
Weird.
I guess not for everybody.
Yeah, that is so weird.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, boys. Well,
yep, those are things people said.
Things people said. All right, well, that's going to do it for this one. You guys know where to find us on Twitter at NotBuffPodcast. Be sure to hit all those engagement buttons, like, subscribe, leave us a review if you like Buffalo Rumblings. And even if you like everyone else's content and hate ours, just say nice things about them. All right, well, that's it for us until Friday. Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.